from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jonathan O'Holler, and topping our report this hour, the severe weather causing problems throughout the tri-state this evening. Governor Murphy has declared a state of emergency after significant flash flooding has been reported from Passaic to as far south as Woodbridge. The governor is instructing residents to stay indoors and avoid unnecessary travel. Flash flood warnings remain in effect in several counties at this hour. Some areas are expecting as much as 5 inches of rain. Governor Murphy is being investigated by U.S. Attorney for New Jersey, Alina Haba, into immigration-related issues. That, according to the New York Times. Three unnamed sources tell the Times the FBI has tried to interview four people in connection with a comment Murphy made in February when he dared ICE to raid his multi-million dollar Navasink River property, giving the impression that he may be harboring someone who's been in the country illegally. Murphy's office later walked back the comments and said no one ever stayed at his home. The remarks stirred up reaction from Trump border czar Tom Homan, who called Murphy's comment foolish and said he would look into the matter. Eight more businesses have been named for outstanding wage, benefit, and tax law violations.
The names of the new businesses have been placed on the New Jersey Department of Labor and Workforce Development's Workplace Accountability and Labor List, known as The Wall. The latest businesses to be added owe over $540,000 in unpaid wages, fines, and penalties. In total, 280 businesses are on the wall, owing $26 million in unpaid wages or state taxes and contributions. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It now costs a little bit more to mail a letter using the USPS. On Sunday, the price for a first-class mail forever stamp jumped from 73 cents to 78 cents. The price increase is part of the USPS's 10-year financial stability plan. Last year, the USPS said there would be 5 stamp price increases over the next few years. It also plans to raise prices in January and July of 2026 and 2027. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How long will this rain last? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. Now, New Jersey Fast Traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Dangerous flash flooding will be a concern early tonight as some heavy thunderstorms continue to move on through, but those will diminish into the overnight hours. Even as the rain ends, though, watch for flooded roadways as it may take a little while for the water to recede in some areas. It'll be warm and sticky, lows in the lower 70s overnight. Uncomfortably humid with some sun tomorrow, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm, highs in the mid 80s. Very warm and humid Wednesday with some sun and an afternoon thunderstorm or two, highs close to 90. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
71 in Belvedere, 72 in Old Bridge, 74 Burlington. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.